Sarah Jane, it was last year that this man rode around Australia on motorbike.
We thought he was mad.
His glutes still haven't recovered. He's doing something special again for the Black Dog ride. It is Kurt Pride, our local guy.
Yeah, Kurt. Hey, Kurt.
Morning, guys. How are we?
Really well, buddy.
Really good. Thanks for coming in, Kurt.
No worries.
I can't believe it. It just seems like 5 seconds ago. You were on that journey, and here we are again. It's amazing.
I know. It was only felt like yesterday. I walked out this door, into the door to the studio, and doing the same thing. So yeah, this year we're taking off to Uluru. A bit different to last year, where the core group rode around Australia.
Mm-hmm.
We've got about 100 riders leaving from each state and territory, and we're all meeting in Uluru.
Oh, so you're going to be, everyone's
going
to converge.
Going that way, that's a good idea.
Yeah, yeah. All inland. So there's about 130 leaving from New South Wales.
Yeah.
There's going to be about just over 500 meeting in Uluru.
Wow. Oh. Now, last time when you went around Australia, you left from the entrance, Leagues Club. You're doing it this year as well?
No, we're leaving from Bathurst.
Oh, so you had to head to Bathurst first.
Yep.
And then all up the guts.
Yep. So the official ride leaves from Bathurst on Saturday. So I'm leaving the coast on Friday.
Tomorrow
and heading up to Bathurst for the night.
What sort of prep have you got to do? What happens? You get the bike organised, but what about for you?
So it's mentally tough and physically tough as well. It's a bit shorter, this ride, obviously, and per day it is as well. So not as much as riding 32 days pretty much straight. You got the bike. You got your accommodation, food, all the way around, and we're all self-sufficient. So everything we want to take, we have to carry. We got no cars taking
nothing.
So what do
anything.
You pack? What
no
do you? You got your saddle bags. What do you got? Backpack. What happens?
Yeah, so I've got two side panniers on the bike. I've got one on the back seat instead of having a back seat, and a tank bag.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that fits your everything that you need, all your personal effects
Until the ride's over.
How long is it going to take?
Gosh. So the official ride takes 7 days and we'll be going to finish in Uluru.
How many undies do you pack, love? Like, what happens? Do you just stop at a laundromat? What goes on?
Well, you can wear one and then you turn them inside out.
Oh, that's
so there's
Patty's,
2 days out of one.
Well, don't forget back the front and front and back.
He taught me that one.
Yeah, of course I did. And don't forget you can strap them onto the front of your motorbike or, you know, and that clears
them out.
Airs them out.
Yeah, that's right.
Do that. Beautiful.
You'd have to actually pack nothing, I'm imagining, Patty. I just had a thought. Ooh. Anyway, because that'd be a girl's first thought is, oh, my God, we've got to pack all the gear. And, what am I wearing? And I know you limit it all down for weight, of course, as well, because it's a lot to carry around.
And space.
Yeah.
So we've got a Facebook page, just a closed one, so we can discuss accommodation. And one of the girls posted yesterday, all the guys, shush.
Yeah.
But to all the girls, how are we going to carry all our stuff, especially for our end of trip function out at Uluru?
Yeah, that is going to be
huge. Well, luckily it should be warmish out there. So
first couple of days a bit cold.
Bathurst.
Snowing there yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, mate, your little knuckles.
I've got heated hand grips.
Yeah.
I've gone soft.
Oh, great.
But the thing is, you did it last year. This is a great choice. The Black Dog ride is for a great cause, mate.
It is.
Very close to your heart, too.
It is. Yeah, so raising money again for the same cause as Lifeline and Mental Health First Aid Australia for depression and suicide prevention. Yeah. As you know, I lost my mum to suicide back in 2009.
Yeah.
So, the cause has been pretty close to my heart since then. And when it came up last year, Steve Andrews, it had closed and said, can I do it? And he said, yeah, no worries. I'm living with this with the cause, and I'll be riding every year. And because suicide is just the rates is just...
It's ridiculous.
It's crazy.
But, you know, with the awareness that this type of thing brings, we can talk more, have conversations more, be more aware, and that's what it's all about. And I think just that camaraderie, that support is great for you on a personal level, having everybody around you. It's really wonderful too.
Yeah. The stigma's... we've got to break the stigma.
Oh, that's nonsense, isn't it?
Yeah.
It can happen to anybody.
Yeah. And, for the rates, it's like sickening, the suicide rates. It's one death every 4 hours in Australia alone.
Oh,
that's seven per day. Nearly seven.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is just wild.
75% are men.
Yeah.
We've got to change it.
I think females generally talk more.
But I think blokes are getting better.
Silent killer.
I think blokes are getting better at
they
it.
They are.
They're getting absolutely. Better. And it's stuff like this that works.
Yeah. Mate, well, we wish you all the best. You're heading to Bathurst. Next week, we will give you a call and track your progress, see how you're going.
Yep.
And when you get to Uluru, have one for us.
I will.
we'll get in the Bishop Copter and we'll head on out.
That's what we'll do. Curtie Pride, thanks for coming in, mate.
No worries. Thanks for having me, guys.